This is Moment of Hope, brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. With me is co-host, Dr. Margaret Barnett. Margaret, we are here again. Please share our focus for today and introduce our special guest.
Good morning, Nigel. It's so good to be back with you. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Moment of Hope. In today's program, we will explore the power of love. Valentine's season is a time when love is celebrated. Yet, for many of us who have lost a spouse, it can bring a mix of emotions, fond memories, deep gratitude, and moments of longing. Love does not end with loss. Instead, it transforms, teaching us resilience, faith, and the true meaning of God's everlasting love. The Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 and 8, love never fails. The love we shared with our spouse does not disappear. It remains woven into every fabric of our being. It is in the laughter of our children or grandchildren, in the kindness we extend to others, and in the quiet moments when we feel their presence in our hearts. Yet, even as we hold on to that love, we are reminded that life continues and God's plan for us is not yet finished. Psalm 34 and 18 reassures us, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. In our moment of sorrow, God draws near, offering us comfort, strength, and the promise that we are never alone. So today, rather than focusing on what is missing, let us celebrate what remains. Love in all its forms. Love is shared with family, friends, and our community. Love that inspires us to keep moving forward with faith. And above all, the unfailing love of God that surrounds us each and every day. Today, we have as our guest, Dr. Angela Wirks, who will share her journey of love and life after the loss of her husband. She's the pastor of Church of God of Prophecy, Glengough, Head of Departments of Social and Behavioral Sciences, Jamaica Theological Seminary, a mother, a grandmother, and friend. Welcome to Moment of Hope, Dr. Angela.
Thank you. Good
to have you here.
I'm happy to be here. I hope I can make your program worthwhile today.
All right. We'll just go through nicely. It's all about love, okay? Can you share a little about your love story, how you and your husband met and what made your bond special?
Well, my husband and I grew up in the same community. We knew each other from childhood, although he was a little older than I was. But I think the flames really started when we met at a little function that we had in the community. Mm-hmm. Right? And I resisted him, really did. But believe me, a man that he pursued me all the way. He never gave up until it finally happened.
Okay. Wonderful. How long ago did he pass?
4 years ago. He passed during COVID.
Okay. All right. Tell us a little more, the fun memories you hold together, what you shared about the family, the children. Give us a little more about your husband.
Funny enough, you know, sometimes you don't really, really, really know what you miss until you really lose it. Because he was just special. My husband was an unselfish person, where I have come to recognize that he had put me first all the way. All the way, I was first. We had the children, and the children were special to us. But I realized that even the children, he put me first. One of the things I remember now, as I reflect on this, is when I was studying, you know, because I had a work by day, I was going to class at night, I was going to CGST at night, and we were driving. And my husband would make sure that the children are fed and they are at home comfortable. And my husband would take bus from Glengough to come to meet me on CGST campus and travel back with home with me at the bus. He would never allow me to travel on the bus alone at nights. Right? I don't know if I want to share a story with you. One of my friends, one of the nights when this happened, when he came outside and he waved to let me know that he was there, one of my friends broke out in tears, cried, disturbed the entire class. And the following morning when we were able to talk to her, she said, Angela, you don't know what you have. Because my husband lives just up the road and my car broke down and I must take a taxi and come home. And your husband take bus from Glengarf and come for you. You don't know what you have. He was that kind of person.
What a wonderful love story. I hope some young person are listening and can replicate some of those. How has your understanding of love evolved since losing your husband?
Wow. Love is giving of self. Really, really giving of self. Knowing when to put your partner first. For me, it is just giving of self. That unselfish giving of self, where you put that person ahead of everything else. For me, that is what love has been. It makes me reflect on the fact that when you love somebody, you give at the time when you can give the love. Because that man has given so much of his time and everything to me. And I think I was willing to settle down to give him back all the love. And he went before I could give him all the love I wanted to give him. I gave him a lot though, you know. But I think because I thought we had so much time, I was waiting until I was not so busy again, where I could totally devote my life to him because he devoted his life to me. But he passed, right? And so things that I would have liked to do for him and do with him, right? Although we did quite a lot because everybody that knows us know that we were always together. But, you know, had you known that the life would have been shortened, you know, you'd have given so much more.
Yes, I understand those. And so we live in the present and we make sure that we cherish the moments that we have. You know, I know as Christians, we don't get caught up in the commercialization of Valentine's. But love is our hallmark. And so Valentine's Day is often focused on romantic love. But love takes many forms. How have you experienced love in new or unexpected ways since your husband's passing?
First, I should tell you that my husband is a Valentine's boy. He was born Valentine's Day. And so, you know, that Valentine's Day is special because he will tell you, remember, you have to give it to me double today, you know. Right? So it is really the birthday and the Valentine's Day. Okay. Since my husband's passing, I think I have experienced real love from some persons you never thought, you know, really cared about you so much. They would still remember the birthday and they would call and say, man, today would have been your husband's birthday. And, you know, they would give it a word of encouragement. There are others that would come in and say, your husband is not here to do this. And so I am here to help you. You know, so I have experienced that kind of love, even from my children, some of my children in particular, right? As a matter of fact, one of my sons said to me, Mommy, we can help you with everything, but we can't help with the loneliness. You might have to get married again. You know, but I've experienced love from persons, and believe me, I have some amazing church members who have stood with me. Right, they have been through the battles with me, and I have really felt a deep love from some persons. You know, my mother moved in with me at one point. She never left me until about months after my husband had passed. She moved in with me just to be there with me. So I have experienced that kind of love.
All right, I'm going to ask you a tricky question. Describe your husband's love in one word, just one word.
Unselfish.
Unselfish. All right. I thank you so much. You are doing so well and you make me feel oozy. We're here with our guest, Dr. Angela Words, as she shares her journey of love and life after the loss of her husband. She's a pastor of the Church of God of Prophecy, Glengarf. Let's hear some more from Dr. Angela as she tells us or speaks to us about love. 1 Corinthians 13 and 8 says, love never fails. How has God's love sustained you during your hardest moments of grief?
Wow. I pride myself on having a good relationship with the Lord. In fact, it after my husband's death that I came into this deeper relationship with God. That I often said to people, you know something? God seems to me as if he didn't want a third person in the midst. So he removed the third man so that I can be with him direct. Because believe me when I tell you that I hear the Lord revealing himself to me in so many ways, you know? And it is not necessarily, you know, sometimes he reprimands. You know what I mean? But I believe I have God's guidance now more than any other time. In that, you know, some, you know, you when you had that partner you could turn to for comfort, you know, and learn more to turn to God for comfort.
Okay, great. How do you keep your husband's love alive in your heart and in the way that you live with your you live your life?
Am I keeping it? I think is it keeping the love alive in my heart? I don't know if that is a question I can answer.
Mm-hmm.
What I have been trying to do is not dwell on who he was, not dwell on him so much. But sometimes, like when situations happen in your life, when you know he would have been there to fix it, you know, sometimes mm-hmm. I get angry and sometimes I ask God why you do this and so forth, right? But I focus on the positive things that has happened in our lives. It no longer hurts me. It no longer comes with pain. It comes with thanksgiving unto God. You know, being a marriage comes to myself and the issues that people have. You know, I have learned to give God thanks for the memories we share and that I can look back and really reflect on those positive things that happened in my life. So when they come, I just focus on the positive things. And not that we never had issues, right? Okay. Us on the positive things.
All right, you don't have to answer this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Are you opening yourself to love again?
And I'm going to answer you honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I would never marry again, particularly mm-hmm. as I see what is happening in some marriages today. But I trust God. And I believe that if God has the desire for me to marry again, I believe it will happen. As a matter of fact, you can tell me if I think I'm too important. But I think I am a package deal. And any man gets me is getting a full package. And I don't know if the Lord has seen anybody who will deserve me. You see, as a marriage counselor, I learn from other person's mistakes. As I look back, I learned from my mistakes as well. And so, if I get married again, and at this point, I'm not saying I will not, because I have learned from, you know, the commendation you get on the road, and some of these young guys, you know, looking at me, whole woman. You see what I mean? Like, the kind of admiration I'm enjoying now, and I'm really enjoying it. Seriously, what I mean? I don't say I'm not hope, but I'm trusting God completely. I would never make a decision unless I'm sure that it is what God wants. And as I said to you, I know that anybody gets me now is getting a good package, right? Because I have learned from other person's mistakes. I've learned from my mistakes. I've learned the positives and the negatives, and I'm a real deal.
All right. You heard it from Dr. Angela Wergs. And if you could see her, she's looking absolutely beautiful. And she is the real deal. And she is a package deal. Great. I love that. What would you say to someone who feels like love is lost after losing their spouse? What would you say to them at this point?
No, it is not. It is. I would say to them, just trust God. Because God does not necessarily want for us to marry again, you know. And so it is highly dependent on our relationship with God and who he brings in our lives and how we learn to sort of understand people, what they are, who they are, what they come for. Okay? And so I will say to them, have an open mind, but trust God. If it is right, it will happen. But do not just rush into anything desperately. Because sometimes in your times of loneliness, you might feel tempted to go to answer to the wrong call. And so just be patient and know that you are in God's hand, and in God's hand, nothing can go wrong. And when it is the right time, he will give you a signal. He has not given me that signal yet.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Wergs, for being so open. I'm going to ask you to pray. Pray for persons who have lost spouses and who continue to grieve, and just pray that they will experience the true love that God, that they find in God. Go ahead, please.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come to you today. I thank God that you are the one who gives life. It's hard for us to understand at times why you take it. But God, pray for those persons out there who are grieving, who have lost spouses, and who are struggling to survive. God, I thank you that my husband has not left me in any debt, and he has not left me in any situation where I'm in need. But there are some, God, who have been left in need, and as a result, God Almighty, went through trying periods. Lord, I pray you minister to them at this time as you provide for them. Remember those, oh God, who are struggling so much with loneliness that it is causing mental breakdown. Lord, I pray for that transformed mind that will enable them, Almighty God, to have that inner peace with you. Lord, hope in the heart that we may see you, come to know you, and the power of your resurrection. That every individual will learn to rest in you, Lord, recognizing that you have the answers to all our problems as we completely trust and believe in you. I commit everyone in your hands even now as I tell you thanks through Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Doc. Thank you. In closing, let us remember this. Love is not just something we had. It is something we still have and something we can find again. Love never ends because God is love and he continues to write our story. For those of us who have known deep love and experienced loss, we're living proof that God is not limited to a single chapter of our lives. Isaiah 43 and 19 reminds us, see, I'm doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? This means that God is always working in our lives, bringing new joy, new relationship, and new ways to love. Maybe love looks different now. It may come through family, friendships, or even the possibility of opening up our hearts to someone new. However it comes, we can embrace it with faith, knowing that Jeremiah 29 and 11 assures us, "For I know the plans I have for you," declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. So let's walk forward, not with sorrow, but with expectation. Let us continue to love, to live, and to believe that our best days are not behind us, but ahead. Because with God, love is always possible. May we leave here today with joy in our hearts, hope for the future, and the courage to embrace love in all the beautiful ways it comes or we. Amen.
If you are in need of prayer, counseling, or further information, please call the Missionary Church Association's head office, or you can WhatsApp them at 876-791-0527. A reminder that regardless of what you encounter in life, there is hope. And there is power in prayer. Hebrews 11 verse 6 reminds us that God rewards those who earnestly seek him. And so we encourage you to pray by yourself or join with a family member or a friend. And let us pray, being mindful that God answers prayers. Do join us next week